Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Joel Barker joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. He's the author of 3 books on the future, including my favorite, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. JoelBarker.com. If you want to see his films, he's an awesome filmmaker about things that are coming at us from the future, go to StarThrower.com. Joel, thanks again for being here. You've got some news about the moon. Tell us about it.
Well, we've got some interesting things going on right now if we take a look. Good old SpaceX is just blowing away over the competition with their phenomenal record of number of launches without accident. And they're getting their people ready. You know, they've flown them up and brought them back. Mm-hmm. So they're putting the human beings into space. Meanwhile, there's this discussion that we're going back to the moon. And the issue about going back to the moon has become more and more significant because recently we found out that the radiation level on the moon was substantially higher than we had thought it was.
Ah.
We've been kind of casual about reflecting on that.
Is it closer to the sun?
I think it's because there's no atmosphere to block it.
Ah, makes sense.
So it comes down hard.
It's closer and no atmosphere. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a nasty environment. Now that doesn't mean we can't, you know, solve the problem, but it's a problem we didn't know we had. And the second thing is, we're talking about long-term stays on the moon, so we need structures.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
another thing we've talked about, around outside without a suit.
It's for sure.
Yeah,
it's a vacuum.
Air is very thin on the moon, isn't it?
Very, very thin. If you stepped out without your spacesuit on, you'd explode.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is they're saying, so how do we do this? And an architectural firm whose initials are BIG, it's a German group, I think, so I can't pronounce it properly, but have been doing designs for producing habitats on the moon using 3D printing.
Hmm.
And their thesis
which
is they can
us
take
about the, 14 years ago.
Well, exactly right. I mean, if we could go back to the beginning of our discussion that we had it early on. And again, this is an example, just like the graphene example we had before. So we're into an area now that we hadn't thought about before, but it makes sense if you take the robotics and the communications and the good space ships that we've got that can deliver these things to the moon. The theory is you land the robots, not the human beings.
Right.
For the thing, and they build the structures that are thick enough to reduce the radiation to a safe level.
So you take the throughput, you take the machines up and the throughput up in different launches, different times. You take the components up in payloads that can be managed, because if you tried to build the walls here, the shape and the weight would not be conducive, would not be possible to launch and to deliver. But if you take the components up there and you get the machines up there, the throughput could be put into the machines and build the flat, straight, rectangular, whatever structures on the site.
And the throughput, by the way, would be the what we would call the equivalent of sand on the surface of the moon.
We'd use that soil.
We'd use that, and knowing again one problem with it though, that we have to be careful. It is very, very sharp. It has points all over it, and it's so dangerous that if you breathed it in, it would charge you. It would do damage to your lungs if you're taking it in. Luckily, you're not going to be breathing on the moon, so that's not an issue.
Right.
But that material has been tested in a simulation, and it says properly bonded.
Mm-hmm.
It can provide the base, the material. You don't have to bring that up. You just need the glue.
The same way we use indigenous limestone for concrete.
Yeah, no, exactly right. You use what's there, and the end result is the ability to build structures grows much larger because of the material. Mm-hmm. So we're 3D printing, traveling to the moon, building using our robots, building mm-hmm. the structures so that when human beings land, they have a safe, protected place to do what they're going to do. So again, we see a technology expand its right. use, and actually, it's a precursor.
And the convergence of technologies. That's what yes. that's what's exciting is and that's what futurists do, folks. That's what Joel is what he does for a living, is to bring all these dots together out in the future, get them to focus on one place in the future. And that's the story he's been telling us now for 14 years. Hey, Joel, good job today, as always. Will you come back soon?
You better believe it.
Thank you, Joel. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do without him. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.